Putin says Russia will take Donbass by force or Ukraine's troops will withdraw. Admiral testified Hegseth did not give kill them all order, U.S. lawmakers say. Arrest over fire petition stirs public debate in Hong Kong. Police recover 19-calorie Fabergé egg swallowed by NZ man. Ireland among countries boycotting Eurovision after Israel allowed to compete. Prominent anti-Hamas militia leader Yasser Abu Shabab killed in Gaza. All Israeli people are with us. Parents of last dead hostage in Gaza tell BBC Faroe Islands scraps one of Europe's strictest abortion laws. Man who killed ex-Japan PM Shinzo Abe apologizes to his family. Like first aid for manuscripts. Recovery work begins at Gaza's war-damaged heritage sites. Israel strikes South Lebanon after first direct talks in decades. Alert sent for Nevada earthquake that did not happen. Suspect arrested in pipe bomb incident, one of 2021 Capitol riot. Tanzanian activist blocked from Instagram after mobilizing election protests. South Korea developing app that shows real-time location of stalkers. Trump hosts signing of peace deal between leaders of DR Congo and Rwanda. Oil defense and geopolitics. Why Putin is visiting Modi in Delhi. Not becoming of a president. Somali Americans respond to Trump's garbage remarks. What latest Ukraine talks reveal about Putin's state of mind. Crisis looms in Israel over ultra-Orthodox conscription bill. As lead changes in knife-edge Honduran election, will Trump fail to get his way? Ukrainians in war-ravaged Donbass weigh prospects of peace deal. Cyclone catastrophe in Sri Lanka awakens volunteer spirit. Was it a coup or was it a sham? Behind Guinea-Bissau's military takeover. What was Honduras' ex-president convicted of, and why has Trump pardoned him? Australia is banning social media for kids under 16. How will it work? Teen influencers on Australia's world-first social media ban. Watch. Newly released video shows Jeffrey Epstein's private island home. Watch what Tennessee's special election means for the Republican Party. Steve Rosenberg, Putin showing no signs of compromise. Watch driver hoisted to safety from truck dangling over West Virginia bridge. Watch Melania Trump reveals Christmas decorations, Lego portrait of president. Will Australia's social media ban actually work? Hong Kong faces low election turnout as residents mourn deadly fire. WTI heads for weekly gains as Fed hopes boost market and Venezuela tensions loom. Oil prices hold gains amid stalled Ukraine peace talks, U.S. rate cut hopes. Florida lawmakers urge Trump to reject drilling off state's western coast. Boosted by Dubai chocolate craze, Argentina bets on pistachios. Brazil soy exports jump 64% in November ahead of Chinese shift to U.S. U.S. solar companies urge Congress to address Trump's solar permit freeze. Oil settles up on expectations of Fed rate cut. Ukraine peace talks stalling. U.S. Congress repeals Biden-era limits on oil and gas in Alaska refuge. Stellantis CEO says hybrids are a top priority for the U.S. market. IKEA to ramp up U.S. production as tariffs bite. Visa is moving its European headquarters to London's Canary Wharf, FT reports. Wendy's downgraded as J.P. Morgan warns of heavy capex and weak U.S. sales. Australia stocks higher at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 up 0.19%. Netflix in exclusive talks for Warner Bros. Discovery Studio, streaming assets. Source says Oprah Winfrey praises Australia's social media ban for children. Exclusive. Baidu's Kunlunxin, valued at close to $3 billion, eyes Hong Kong IPO. Sources say Asia stocks subdued. Nikkei slips amid BOJ hike bets. RBI cuts rates. Netflix enters exclusive talks to acquire Warner Bros. Discovery Studio and streaming service. Bloomberg News reporter says Chevron's Gorgon LNG project secures $2 billion investment nod. German economy faces tepid growth in 2026 due to global trade slowdown, says IW Institute. UAE non-oil private sector growth accelerates in November, PMI shows.